And Gardner is 6 foot, so 4-inch height advantage to Peters. And that has something to do with Gardner, you know, not being able to get his shot off. Edson puts up a shot, no good. Rebound Haynes. Here comes Peters. Hope defense back well in time. Peters into the corner. They inside it to him. He goes cross court to Haynes, and it's going to be Benson, I believe, picking up the foul, and that might be number three.
That'll be his second foul.
Second.
Yep.
So it'll be the Thunder at the line. Haynes at the point there, drops this one in. But Aaron Dot comes back in for Hope. Haynes will have the second free throw. They haven't missed many free throws.
Shooting 80% from the line tonight.
This one is good. 31-18, waiting with a lead. 3:25 left. But Aaron Dock in the middle gets it out to Gardner. Gardner works his way in. Keeps his dribble alive, just back and forth against Peters. Gives it to Stivey in the corner. Stivey hands it off Edson. Edson takes a look, goes way cross court. Neal with the three. This one's no good. Rebound underneath, and I believe it's going to go to Hope College. Have to wait and see.
It is. It's going to be Hope's ball.
Edson's going to be the one to inbound it. Inside to Cody Stivey, underneath to Van Arendonk, and the whistle.
Is it going to be against Haynes? Yep.
Yep. So Haynes picks up the foul.
That'll be his second.
And Michael Burke quickly comes into the ball game for the Thunder. Cody Stivey will inbound it, gets it to Van Arendonk, back to Gardner, up on top of the key, right side. Edson drives into the paint, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to the Thunder. Kavam over on the right side, back out in front to Smith. To Tushar. Tushar takes a look, drives with Stivey, and a foul, I believe, was going to go against Cody. They made contact, and it is. It's a... Cody Stivey that gets the foul for the Flying Dutchman. And Braden Tushar, the 6'3 junior from Rockford Christian and Washington University, will be at the line for the Thunder. This one hits and rolls around a little bit, but it found the bottom of the net.
They're a good free throw shooting team. They're shooting 73% from the line this season, Ron.
And the second one is off the back of the iron. Picked up by Edson. Edson on the breakaway. Takes it all the way. Puts it up and in. Peters was there. Could have stopped it, but gave him the shot rather than to pick up the foul. 32-20. Thunder with the lead. Smith with the basketball. Goes into the corner to Berg. Berg takes it to the point. Picked off by Stivey over to Gardner. Gardner, cross court, Stivey. Underneath they go to Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk, reverse layup, misses. Rebound and out of bounds. And going to have a foul?
I don't think so. I think the ball went. Oh, yeah, you're right. That's
gonna
against
be
Grant
Neal.
Yep. That'll be Grant's second foul.
So we take the walk to the opposite end of the court as...
Yeah, that was the 11th team foul against Hope College.
Five against the Thunder. Burr goes to the line. Takes a look. Drops it in. McMahon comes in, replacing Grant Neal. Second free throw by Berg. Got it. 34-20, 14-point lead for the Thunder. Van Arendonk will inbound it for Hope at the two-minute mark. 34-20, the Thunder with the lead. Gardner walks it to the point, goes up high post to Van Arendonk, right side McMahon. His shot good. So McMahon with a couple of shots now that are falling for him. 34-22. The Thunder with the lead. Gavan to Deshier. Deshier at the right wing. Picks it up. Goes baseline to Smith. Back outside. Peter Smith hands it off to Joel Smith. And his shot, no good. Peters underneath with the rebound. Gets his first points of the ball game. 36-22. Wheaton with the lead. Stivey looks underneath. Edson drives paint. Left side, McMahon. McMahon tries to go inside. He's double teamed. Gets a shot off. No good. Wheaton with a rebound. Peter Smith with the rebound. Out to Peters. Peters guarded by McMahon now that Neal is out of the ball game. And the whistle blows to him.
There was a foul called on number 20, Brandon Tuescher.
Number 20 for Wheaton?
Yes. That was his second foul.
He quickly left the ball game. Gardner with the basketball. Around the left side, to the baseline, underneath. Kicks it back out. McMahon, his shot good. Now Corey McMahon has found the range, and he's dropped three in a row for the Flying Dutchman. 30 seconds left in the half. 36-25, Wheaton with the lead, and they might take it down to the last shot. It's 20 seconds left on the shot clock, and so they can take it all the way down if they want to. And Peters is just going to stand there. 12, 11, he'll take it down to about 10 or 9. It hits 8 and he moves. He starts his move on the right side, feeds it off. Little back pass, trying to get it back to Peters, but the pass coming from Kavan got away from everybody. And with 1.3 seconds left, Hope's going to get the basketball. Stivey takes a look. Gets it into Gardner. Gardner fires three quarters of the court off the mark on the left side. So it was in the range out there. The Thunder go in at the half by a score of 36-25 over the Flying Dutchman.
It's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
The choice is yours. This Christmas, West Michigan's children in need can receive gifts or no gifts. Choose wisely. Choose to give. Get to an Auto Body Experts location, pick a tag off their angel tree, purchase the corresponding gift, return it to Auto Body Experts, and bring the true meaning of Christmas to children in need. To show their appreciation, Auto Body Experts will wash your car or give you a free recycle bag. Auto Body Experts in Hudsonville, Holland, and Wayland. Be sure to like them on Facebook.
Fence Consultants has been actively involved in the Holland community for many years, and they're proud supporters of Hope College Athletics. Doing business with a strong commitment to the community, that's Fence Consultants, West Michigan's leader in residential and commercial fencing, and railing for over 25 years. Better ideas, better solutions. Fence Consultants with locations in Holland and Grand Rapids.
Looking for something out of the ordinary for lunch? Why not go straight to the top at City View Bistro? Every Monday through Friday from 11:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m., offering a flat fee lunch featuring a soup, salad, gourmet flatbread, and New York style pizza bar for only $8.99. Eat a little or a lot, the choice is yours. Enjoy your lunch at City View Bistro, located atop City Flats Hotel in the heart of downtown Holland.
Hayworth Inn and Conference Center on the Hope College campus offers exceptional meeting and banquet facilities, as well as 50 beautiful guest rooms. The Hayworth Inn is equipped to host your wedding reception, family reunion, class reunion, or corporate meetings, and can accommodate 10 to 400 people. The Hayworth Inn and Conference Center is an ideal venue for your company's first quarter meetings. Call now to book your event and ask about their meeting room special. Phone 616-395-7200. Hayworth Inn and Conference Center on the campus of Hope College at 9th and College in downtown Holland.
Halftime show on 92.7 The Van and Hope College Basketball, where the Hope College Flying Dutchman trail at halftime to Wheaton 36-25 here in the first game of the MIAA-CCIW matchup, the 10th year of this tournament. Well, it's not a tournament, it's a challenge. And we have the halftime statistics just being delivered to us. And if we're taking a look at the team statistics first for Wheaton College, they are shooting 57% from the field, 12 of 21. They are 4 of 9 from beyond the arc for 44%. Doing a good job hitting their free throws as they made 8 of 10. They own the rebounding edge with 15, 2 offensive, 3 defensive, and they turned over the ball 8 separate times. Their largest lead was 14 points, and they went into the half with an 11-point lead. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they shot 37% from the field, 10 of 27. From three-point land, they were 3 of 5 for 60%. And free throws, they only took two, and they made both of them. Both of those were by Brock Benson. They trailed the rebounding edge 12 to 15. They had 3 offensive boards, 9 defensive, and they turned over the ball 6 times. Let's take a look at individual statistics now for Wheaton College. They were being led by starter Braden Tuescher, who has 9 points, 1 rebound, and 2 assists. Their leading scorer, Tyler Peters, only has 2 points, but he has 5 assists and 3 rebounds. Peter Smith has 3 points and 2 rebounds. And then the guys coming off the bench, Tad Fisher had 2 points. Michael Caban came out and got hot real quick, hitting 2 three-pointers. He has 6 points and 1 rebound. Michael Berg has 5 points and 2 rebounds. And starter Nate Haynes also leads the team in scoring with 9 points and 4 rebounds. For the Flying Dutchman, they were led by Corey McMahon, who for the first time this season has come off the bench, and he got hot right away. He has 10 points, 4 for 5 from the field, including 2 for 2 from beyond the arc, giving a little bit of an extra spark to the Hope College Flying Dutchman scoring. The second person leading in scoring is Nate Van Arendock, who has 6 points and 2 rebounds. Alex Edson has chipped in with 4 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. Grant Neal has a 3-pointer. He has 3 points and 2 rebounds. Brock Benson are getting his first start of the season. He had 2 points and 1 rebound. And that is all the scoring for the Flying Dutchman in the first half. Anything that sticks out to you in the first half, Ron, on the scoring sheet?
Well, not really. Right now the ball game is in control basically by the free throw shooting of the Thunder from Wheaton College, as they have hit 8 out of 10 from the free throw line. Hope College, on the other hand, 2 out of 2. Not much difference in scoring from the floor. 10 baskets for Hope, 12 for Wheaton. So you add those two things together, and you've got, you know, another 10 points, and that's what you have. You have an 11-point lead by the Thunder here at halftime, 36-25.
Well, one thing we've seen throughout the season from the Flying Dutchman is their big men have gotten into foul trouble throughout the game. Well, tonight it's been relatively different. It seems like everybody is picking up fouls here and there, but nobody is in real serious foul trouble going into the locker room.
Well, Hope has 4 guys with 2 fouls, and you don't want them with any more than that. If they get a quick foul in that third quarter, they're in trouble out there. Wheaton with 2 guys with 2 fouls. And so a little difference there as well, and that's one of the reasons why you have Wheaton going to the line more.
Yeah, and with 11 team fouls against the Flying Dutchman and 6 team fouls against Wheaton, it's been an ongoing tale of this season is to see how if the Flying Dutchman can get into order without picking up fouls during a game. And if we look at the personal fouls, there's 3 starters for the Flying Dutchman who have 2 fouls, Grant Neal, Ben Gardner, and Brock Benson. Caleb Byers came in and picked up 2 fouls. He's the other member of the Flying Dutchman who has 2 fouls. But Wheaton also has 2 players, Nate Haynes, their starting center. He has 2 fouls. And Brandon Tuescher, who picked up a foul near the end of the first half, he also has 2 fouls. So it's going to be an interesting second half. Wheaton has an 11-point lead going into the locker room. But, you know, we've seen it happen multiple times this year where a team can come right out in the second half and go on a 6-point run. You go on a 6-0 run to start the second half, and all of a sudden it's a 5-point ball game.
Without looking at your sheet, Adam, you just took a quick peek out there. Who's the leading rebounder for the Flying Dutchman?
Okay, you said this, and I am going to make it just a wild guess. I'm going to say Ben Gardner.
No, you're getting close, though. Chad Carlson.
That is absolutely unbelievable. Yeah, Chad Carlson has three rebounds, and by far he is probably the shortest person out of all the players on this club. Yes, he's 5'7", so we want to say that Chad Carlson had probably drew up a pretty tough assignment because he was being guarded by Tyler Peters, who has almost a foot on him for height, and Chad Carlson held his ground.
Well, he gets more playing time out there. He could come along. He's also a good shooter. We have to wait and see what he can do in the second half.
It, totally different lineup, really, this evening for the Flying Dutchman. We're seeing Caleb Byers getting his first playing action, and we have seen Grant Neal and Brock Benson both enter the starting lineup. So, obviously, Coach Neal decided today that it was time to shake up the lineup and try to change things around in order to get the ball moving in the right direction.
Well, the Flying Dutchman wanting to get the ball to the inside, and it was effective early on in the contest, but the more they tried to do it, the more Wheaton tried to drop their men loose and in front of an Arendonk, and as long as they kept somebody in front a couple of times, they were able to steal passes that were intended for Nate underneath, and so they'll do this with their defense and make it tough for them. That opens up the outside, and so far it has been Cody McMahon that has been taking advantage of that for his 10 points. 2 out of 2 from three-point range, and the third one was about one step inside that three-point range out there. So he's found the range out here for the Flying Dutchman at this point.
It'll be interesting to see if they're going to go with the same philosophy in the second half, and it'll be interesting to see who they bring out to start the second half, because Grant Neal did such a wonderful job on Tyler Peters, but he is not giving you a lot offensively. Corey McMahon is giving you a lot offensively, so I'm really curious to see if Coach Neal decides to make a switch up for who comes out in the second half.
Well, wait and see.
Yep. We'll send it back to the studio for this 2-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on the Barber Ford pregame, or the Barber Ford halftime show, or excuse me, it's the Mike's Mobile halftime show on 92.7 The Van, and you're streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van, where Hope College trails Wheaton College 36-25 in the first game of the MIAA-CCIW Challenge here at the Van Nord Arena in Grand Rapids. Later this evening, the second game will feature Carthage versus host Calvin. And then tomorrow afternoon, Ron and I will be back here at the Van Nord Arena for the Carthage College taking on Hope College in the second game, or it will be the second game for Hope, but the first game of the MIAA-CCIW Challenge. That game will be at 1 o'clock with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 12:40. And for those of you who are going to stay home and listen to the game instead of traveling up here to the Van Nord, you can listen to the game, but you can also go to the DeVos Fieldhouse tomorrow afternoon, because the first basketball game of any sorts for any Hope College team will be this Saturday, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, as the Flying Dutch, the second-ranked team in Division III basketball, the women, will be taking on Alma College in their third matchup of MIAA action. The Flying Dutch, perfect record on the season, Ron, and are looking to improve their record in MIAA action.
Well, we wish Coach Mo and his troop out there good luck tomorrow afternoon getting back home. They like to get back home. They've been on the road for a while. The guys the same way. It'll be another week or so before they get on their own home court, and makes a difference. They like that home feeling. You get the big crowd into the arena, and everybody's excited.
Well, it's kind of a rough week going next week for these student athletes, because they have exams next week. So the Flying Dutchman will be taking a little bit of break from action. They won't. They're going to get almost a full, almost 2 weeks off between games, because they won't be back in action until the rest of that Holland Sentinel Classic, which will be 2 weeks from tonight. So the Flying Dutchman will get a little bit of a rest when it comes to game-wise. The women will have the post-exam jam, which will be next weekend. So we're going to get a chance to see some action at the DeVos Fieldhouse, and you're going to get a chance to see the women, one of the top teams in NCAA Division III basketball, play, Ron.
Well, we've seen them a couple of times, and they're as good as they are advertised out there. They're a good ball club this year. They really work hard, and Coach Moe's got them going early.
Yep, and it should be a great game tomorrow afternoon. So if you can't get a chance, go down to the DeVos Fieldhouse and cheer on Coach Morehouse is Flying Dutch. We're about ready to start the second half here at the Van Noort Arena with Wheaton leading Hope College 36-25. And for the call of the second half action, here's play-by-play man Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Adam. The Thunder lead 36-25. Hope will have the basketball. Same starting lineups with both of these ball clubs. Grant Neal with the basketball for the Flying Dutchman. Inside to Benson. Benson turns around, can't get a shot away, tries to go underneath the Van Arendonk, can't get it to him, back out to Gardner. Gardner, a little opening, tried to get a bounce pass into the corner to Neal, but it was kicked out of bounds. So Hope will have it underneath their own basket. It'll be Benson who will inbound it for the Flying Dutchman. Gardner works all the way around. Finally to Edson. Edson shot, no good, gets his rebound. Ball taken away, gets it back, puts it up, puts it in. Well, determination on the part of Alex Edson. Got that one as he had three shots at the bucket before it fell for him. The Thunder with the basketball on the right wing is Touchure. Back out in front to Peters. Peters to the right side, Touchure. Touchure gets the screen set and moves to the outside. And it's going to be Brock Benson who stepped in front, got run into, and receives the foul.
And I believe if that was against Brock Benson, that was his third.
On the outside, Peters. Peters drives against Neal, puts it up, put off the window and in. And a timeout is called by the Thunder as Peters saw his first opening against Grant and was able to take advantage of it.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods for natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game. Go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Question for you, Ron. Why would they take the timeout right there? That was not a Coach Neal timeout, though, was it?
No. The Thunder took the timeout. And I think Coach saw something that could happen the way they had the play set up and how open Peters got. And I think he just wanted to enforce that. That we'll see more of it, I think.
Okay.
Gardner with the basketball. Alley-oops it underneath to Benson. Benson, turnaround shot. It's no good. Bounds up in the air and drops in. 38-29. Hope trails. Thunder in the lead. Hayes at the left wing. Hands it back to Peters at the point. Peters goes to the left side, looks underneath, spins around, drives the paint underneath, tries to kick it to the outside, and
nice defensive play by Brock Benson to get the charge.
And
Tyler Peters gets the foul. He gets the charge.
The way he was pointing, I thought possibly it was going to be Haynes underneath. So Hope will get the basketball. 38-29. Double-digit lead. Cut to 9 by the Flying Dutchman. To Neal. Back out in front to Gardner. Gardner works right. Back to Edson. Edson, right side, Gardner, alley-oops it underneath to Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk into Benson's hands. He moves forward, and offensive foul is going to go against Benson.
And that will be Brock Benson's fourth foul, Ron, and he'll quickly exit the game.
Caleb Byers comes in for Benson. So with 18:15 left in the second half, Benson goes to the bench with four fouls. 38-29, the Thunder with the lead. Peters on the left side to Touchure. Touchure brings it out front to Smith. Smith leaves it to Touchure underneath, and Haynes underneath got it, put the move on, and was fouled.
And
this one's going to go against Van Arendonk. So Van Arendonk picks up foul number 3. And Hayes will go to the line. This one is well short.
Wow.
And if we'd have had the student body here, that one would be an air ball call from the student body.
He missed that one by quite a bit.
He did miss this one. This one rattles around and drops in. 39-29. Wheaton with a lead. Byers to Edson. Back to Gardner. Gardner bounced past to Neal. Into the corner to Edson. Edson didn't take the shot. Brings it inside. Goes underneath. Scoop underneath. No good. Rebound. And the foul underneath.
It's going to get and Haynes.
Yep. That'll be three on him. And he'll leave the ball game as Kavam comes in for the Thunder. So Hope will have the basketball underneath their own basket. Alley-oop it into Byers. Byers cross to Gardner. Gardner works the paint, puts up the jump shot, hits the back of the iron. No good. Peters with the rebound. One-on-one. Peters against Gardner. All the way. Scoops left side. A shot taken as he dished it off to Kavam, and Kavam put an underhand layup in. Just the way you write it on the board. 41-29. Thunder with the lead. Hope with the basketball. On the outside, Gardner. Gardner tries to get it to Benarendock, and Benarendock did not anticipate what was going to happen with the basketball, and watched it bound out of bounds. So Chad Carlson back in for the Flying Dutchman. Peters will bring the ball up. Peters on the outside, moves in, backs it out. Goes left side to Tashir. Tashir on the baseline. Takes Carlson down low. No good with the shot, but Aaron Dock with the rebound. Here comes Carlson. Left side, Neal. Neal fires the three. No good. But Aaron Dock with the rebound. Stolen away. Here come the Thunder. Peters, three on two. Takes it in. Puts it up. Puts it in. And a foul on Grant Neal. Now Peters got a little running start that time, and they made contact as Grant was going up trying to block the shot. So Peters will go to the line for the Thunder, and McMahon gets ready to come back in for the Flying Dutchman.
That was Grant's third foul. That's why McMahon checked back in. Flying Dutchman's fourth foul of the half.
So Carlson will bring it up for the Flying Dutchman. Gives it to Benarendock, who's way up on top. Back to Carlson. Carlson had an open look there. Didn't take it. To Edson at the left wing. Edson tries to go low to Benarendock. Can't get the ball to him. Back to Carlson. To Edson. Edson in the paint. Puts it up. No good. And the foul underneath. And it's going to go against Joel Smith. There are two Smiths for the Thunder. As Edson steps to the line and has it drop in. 44-30. Wheaton with a lead. Edson will have the second one. And the second one is good. 44-31. Hope comes with full court pressure. Peters quickly gets the ball in to Tashir. Tashir all the way. Puts it up. Misses the shot. Rebound comes to McMahon. Now the Thunder broke the press quickly. Got the layup shot, but it was missed. McMahon on the outside. Dribbles in. Dribbles back out. To Benarendock. Gives it back to Edson in the corner. Edson cut off by Peters. Cross court to McMahon. McMahon faked the shot. Gives it to Edson. He'll try the three. It's short. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it'll be controlled by the Thunder. Michael Burr comes back in. He'll replace Joel Smith in the lineup for the Thunder. Kavam is in at one of the spots, along with Peters, as they bring the ball up. On the outside to Berg. Berg, little bounce pass underneath that almost lost underneath by Peters.
Oh, nice
ball
play by
taken
Byers.
Taken away by Byers. Peters turned around, and Byers right there to slew the basketball. And McMahon starts to drive toward the hoop, and he is fouled, and that one's going to go against Cavan. So Hope will get the ball. Blackledge comes in for Van Arendonk. Yeah. I was going to, thought Caleb was going to go out too, but he stayed. Edson at the left wing with the ball above his head. Goes cross court, had the ball stolen away. Cavan anticipated that one. They get it ahead and going high to block that one, and they're going to get the foul out there for the Flying Dutchman was Edson. It'll be Michael Berg at the line for the Thunder. 44-31, the Thunder with the lead. Swish. Sam Otto comes in for Edson. And Caleb DeMoss in for the Thunder. 14-point lead by Wheaton. 15-13 left. Second one is good. 46-31, Wheaton with a lead, 15-10 left in the game. Blackledge gets it to Otto. Otto takes it way on the outside, looks for somebody to get break open, finds Blackledge. Blackledge spins around, turn around, shot off the glass and in. He was about 6 foot out, made a spin move on the outside, and was able to drop it in. 46-33, Wheaton on top. Peters over to right wing, gives it up to Bird. On the outside, a three-pointer that's no good from the outside, but Cavan. Rebound comes to Byers. To Carlson. Carlson pushes it up quickly. Across to Byers, has the ball tipped out of his hand out there as he's trying to pass it. Peters was the guy that tipped it out. And substitute coming in, Joel Smith will come in, replacing Peter Smith. McMahon gets it in to Carlson. Carlson takes a look around, finds Otto. Otto to Byers. Byers at the right side. Byers works into the paint, tries to hand it to McMahon, but the ball is tipped away. Berg picks it up. Over to Peters. Peters takes it all the way, starts his move along the left side, and a reach-in foul. Peters, when he makes his move, is quick. And it's going to go against McMahon. It'll be Van Arendonk coming in for Byers for the Flying Dutchman. So Wheaton will have it at side court. DeMoss will inbound it to Peters. Peters picks it up, goes right side, leaves it for Smith. Back out in front to Burke, underneath Peters. Peters is posting up low for the Thunder. Shot taken and misses by Berg, underneath Smith, and he puts it up and in. 48-33, Wheaton with a lead. Carlson with the basketball for the Flying Dutchman. Over to McMahon, back to Carlson. Carlson, McMahon in the corner. McMahon works his way out. Outside to Carlson. Leaves it for Blackledge. Blackledge drives to the hole. The basket will not count. But it's going to go against Michael Bird. And Tuchere comes back in for the Thunder. Not a shooting foul. They did not allow the basket, so it can't be a shooting foul. And Sam Otto will inbound it for the Flying Dutchman. Into McMahon in the corner. Holds the ball above his head. Works it outside to Blackledge, inside to Van Arendonk, and he puts a little hook shot up and in. 48-35, the Thunder with the lead. 13-10 left. Peters on the outside to Tuchere. Tuchere finds DeMoss at the point. DeMoss drives against Carlson, flips it over Peters, back on the outside to Berg. His shot, no good. Rebound, Peters. Back out in front, DeMoss. Into the hands of Peters. Peters works against McMahon. Takes him underneath. Use the left hand. Scoop shot. Up and in. 50-35. The Thunder with a lead. Van Arendonk tried to force his shot through. picked off by Peters. Peters, two on one. Left side to Scherer has his shot blocked, but I think he was fouled by Blackledge before he got that far. So we'll have to wait till the official walks gives us.
It's going to be against Carlson.
So Tuchere will be at the line. Braden Tuchere. Takes a look, puts it up, puts it in. Peter Smith comes back in, replacing Berg for the Thunder. Braden will have the second one. This one, swish. 52-35. Wheaton with the lead. Carlson with the basketball. The Blackledge over to right wing to Otto. Out front to Carlson. Carlson works his way to the right side. And underneath, we got a little pushy shovey. And the official said, uh-uh. Can't do that, Mr. Van Arendonk. And Nate gets another foul.
That is Van Arendonk's third foul.
So Benson out with four fouls, but Aaron Donk with three now for the Flying Dutchman. 52-38, the Thunder on top. Tuchere at the right wing, looks inside. Can't get it inside. And they try to get it down to Peters, but the pass is too far, he can't reach it. So the turnover gives Hope the basketball in the backcourt. Carlson. For the Flying Dutchman, both these schools have gone man-to-man. Neither one has played with a zone. Into the corner to McMahon, and McMahon, I think it's going to the... Peters with the foul for the Thunder, and Hope's going to get the ball out of bounds. That's foul number six against the Thunder in this half. Into Van Arendonk to Harrison as Blackledge drove for the hoop and was able to draw the foul.
Blackledge driving the basket a lot tonight. We haven't seen much of that from him in this early going.
Nice little jumper too from the outside, from about 6 foot out. Harrison with the shot, it's good. Grant Neal will come back in for Hope. And Kavam will come back in for the Thunder. Stivey waiting to come in. If Blacklitz makes this one, why Stivey will be in. And this one hits the back of the iron. No good. Rebound comes to the Thunder. Kavam pulled it down, gives it to Peters. Peters on the right side to Tuchere. Back out in front to Smith. Smith goes left, leaves it for Peters. Peters drives into the paint, puts an underhand scoop, and puts it in. Now he gets in that paint out there, and he's deadly with that underhand scoop shot. If he doesn't get fouled out there, he puts the shot in. McMahon with the jumper, yes. But a push underneath, and basket, I believe, is going to be good. And the foul... Number 23, that's Peter Smith.
So is Hope getting the ball back plus the two?
No, they're going to have the ball just out of bounds.
Did the basket count, though?
Coach Neal is asking about it, I'm sure. But they hand the basketball, and Hope has the basketball, and the official is...
I think Coach Neal is correct, and I think they're going to reverse this now. I think they're going to allow them to take a free throw.
So the officials will have a little discussion.
To rewind on that, Corey McMahon hit a jumper. A foul was committed underneath, away from it, during the shot. McMahon's shot did count. Now they're deciding on how it's supposed to go, if they're supposed to get a one-on-one or not. They should get the one-on-one because that was the eighth team foul against Wheaton. That put him in the bonus.
So when they're going over and they're going to...
And McMahon will go to the free throw line now.
Looks that way, and a couple of subs will come in. No, he's right there, too.
and the coach, this officiating crew is having some issues right now because Coach Schauer has a point that...
McMahon made the jumper out there, but he should not be shooting.
No, he shouldn't.
Away from him.
Yep.
And it was Blackledge that's going to have to go back into the ball game and shoot. They'll square around eventually.
Well, it's funny because Coach Neal was correct in his point. Coach Schauer was correct in his point. And the only ones that haven't been correct so far have been the officials on this part. So Blackledge is forced to check back in the game to take the free throw because he was the one that was fouled in the process.
And he should be shooting, as you said, 1-1. This one's good.
He makes it.
He'll have the second.
That's 4 points now for Harrison Blackledge.
Second one rolls off the edge. Rebound underneath. Comes to Berg for the Thunder. Back to Peters. Peters right at the top of the key. Grant nails on him. Tuchere on the left side. Takes it to the free throw line. Puts up the jumper and nails it. 56-39. Thunder on top. 10:55 left. Carlson on the outside. Goes left. Keeps his dribble alive. Little bounce pass to Neal at the left wing. Neal looks to the inside. Wants to go low. Can't get it. To McMahon outside. McMahon works against Peters. Peters with a move. Back out to Carlson. Carlson, a little bounce pass to Neal. His shot baseline, good. And a foul, and again. And Blackledge went flying that time, and I think he's going to go to the line.
Is Blackledge going to go to the line again on the same play? I thought
he was pushed by somebody. I didn't see who did it, but you could tell by the move.
I'm wondering if they're going to get a flagrant foul here because the officials are talking about this, and it shouldn't be that complicated of a play. Yes, they're going to give him a flagrant.
Tuchere picks up the foul out there, and it's going to be a flagrant foul, which means that Hope will get a couple free throws out there, plus they'll get the ball out of bounds.
They must like picking on Blackledge when he did during his shots or something here. That's twice in a row where that's happened.
It could be some things that we aren't seeing out there that's happening. That now Blackledge makes the first one.
A possibility that Harrison Blackledge is getting under somebody's skin on Wheaton. We haven't seen anything along those lines, but you never know.
Second one is good. So he puts two in. Stymie will come in, replacing Blackledge in the Hope College lineup. And Hope should get the basketball.
So Blackledge gets 3 points after he had checked out of the game and was forced to come back in. So he has 5 points on the evening.
Oh, they're going to give it to White.
I don't know if that's right. No. Because that was a flagrant foul. Shouldn't Hope get the ball back? Well, guess not.
Full court pressure by the Flying Dutchman. They finally get the ball into Peter's hands. Back and forth. Peter's playing catch. Tuchere kicks it out. Around, Peters up on top. Peters starts to move on the right side. Leaves it on the outside to Kavam. Kavam underneath Peters. His shot good, and he is fouled.
I believe that might be on VA.
Oh, Grant Neal, I think. No, you're right. Van Arendonk.
That's four.
Back into the ball game is Peter Smith for the Thunder.
So both of the starting post players for the Flying Dutchman are now have four fouls. And it looks like Brock Benson will be checking back into the game for Van Arendonk.
10 minutes left. As Peters misses the free throw, Stivey goes up for the rebound to Carlson. Carlson back out to Stivey, over to McMahon. Back in front, they go to Carlson. Little bounce pass to Neal. Left side, Carlson. Back out in front, McMahon. You notice who's picked up McMahon the second half? He's not been able to get a shot off, and that's Peters, who has switched over because McMahon was hitting. And did Van Arendonk get another foul away from the wall?
Yes, he did. And that will be it for Van Arendonk.
So Nate picks up foul number five, and it'll be Benson going back into the ball game.
And I'm guessing that Ben Gardner is having some issues with his ankle because he has not come checked back into the game since leaving it early here in the second half.
So Denham will come into the ball game for Hope. Full court press into the hands of Peters. They get the basketball back and forth. Peters with his hands on it. To Kavam, back to Peters. Peters looks to the right side, gives it up to Haynes. Haynes just takes his time. 58-43, Wheaton with a lead. They're in no hurry. 9:20 left on the clock. Little jump shot. Nice shot by Pete Smith. And it's going to be a two, but took him right to the left side of the key and put that one in. 60-43, the Thunder with a lead. 9:14 left, and Wheaton takes the timeout.
This timeout is brought to you by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. We'd like to thank some of our great sponsors for Hope College Basketball who sponsor us throughout the season, and that's going to include Hope Geneva Bookstore, Randy's Carpet Care, Hank's Auto Service, City Flats Hotel, Mapleview Animal Hospital, and Sympatico Coffee. These and other sponsors of Hope College Basketball, make sure you give them your business and say that you appreciate them sponsoring Hope College Flying Dutchman and Flying Touch Basketball on 92.7 The Van.
I may just go to Sympatico and have some coffee this week.
Oh, you said you enjoy their new coffee place. They have a brand new coffee joint not too far from where you live.
Right. Hope with the basketball. Denham at the top of the tee goes to Stivey. Stivey's outside. Right side to McMahon. McMahon works underneath. Puts a shot off the window and in. So McMahon drove with this one and gets two. 60-45. Hope trailing. Peters with the basketball for the Thunder. Grant Neal's got the job of guarding him for most of this ball game. Little bounce pass to Tushar. Tushar back out in front. They go to Smith. Tushar left wing underneath to Haynes. Haynes works against Benson. Takes him inside. Puts it up and in. Brock having to be careful as he has four fouls. As Denham to Stivey. Stivey looks cross court to McMahon. Back out to Denham. Denham holds the basketball. Coach is saying, keep it moving, keep it moving. Out front to Neal. Neal, who hangs on to it. Over on the right side, shot taken from the corner. Stivey puts in a triple for three. And Hope takes a timeout after the triple. 62-47, the Thunder with the lead.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. The Flying Dutchman, this might be one of their better shooting nights from three-point land. That is their fourth three-pointer made, so they're shooting 50% from beyond the arc, and they're getting it from everybody. Corey McMahon has hit two, Grant Neal has hit one, and now Corey Stivey has hit another. And then that's a nice little piece that Stivey has to his game. He's a bigger player, but he can also step out from beyond the arc and hit the three-pointer.
Yes, he has that as part of his game out there, and you may see it more of him as the season goes along. I like that group when they go with the three bigs inside with Van Arendonk and Benson and Stivey, those three down low. And I think that's a good combination for the Flying Dutchman. But, you know, who knows? With the big men getting the foul trouble, you can't really stay with that if they're in foul trouble.
Well, it's been really nice to see the freshmen progressing along as they have at the beginning of this season. Between Carlson, Stivey, and Blackledge, all of them getting in a significant playing time.
1-2-2 press now by the Flying Dutchman, and ball is knocked out of bounds. Peters a little bit sloppy with a pass cross court, and somebody got a hand in. So they'll have it directly in front of the Hope bench. They get it back to Peters. He's double-teamed. Picks up his dribble to Tushar. Tushar across the timeline. Back to Peters. Peters makes his move, takes it underneath, feeds it off to Haynes. Haynes lays it up and in with a nice shot on the right side. 64-47, the Thunder. McMahon at the right wing. McMahon outside to Neal. Over to Denham. Denham holds the ball. Now moves it out in front, right side to Neal. Neal back out Stivey. He's not afraid. He'll shoot it. Got it! So Stivey, two triples in a row. 64-50. Wheaton with the lead. On the outside is Peters. Goes across court out there to Kavam. Back to Peters, who tucks it under one arm. Del Grant comes out. Neal follows him all the way to the right wing. Peters keeps it alive. Nice look away pass underneath to Haynes. Ball is knocked out of his hands. Picked up by McMahon. Denham quickly in the front court. Pulls up short. Starts his move to McMahon. He fires a long triple. No good. Rebound underneath. Comes underneath to Haynes. To Peters. Peters will take his time. They're in no hurry. They have a 14-point lead, they being the Thunder. From Wheaton Collins on the left side to Haynes. Out front they go to Peter Smith. Right wing to Kavam. Underneath Peters. Left side to Pete Smith. Off the window and in. And we got a foul. And I think that's going to go against Grant Neal.
And that will be Grant's fourth foul.
Sam Otto into the ball game along with Alex Edson for the Flying Dutchman. McMahon out and Neal out. Peter Smith stepped to the line for the Thunder. Fires away, hits the front of the iron, no good. Edson with the rebound, gives it to Denham. Denham all the way, feeds it underneath. Nice pass to Benson, and he puts a shot up, and he is fouled. So Benson's going to go to the line for the Flying Dutchman. Haynes picks up the foul. That'll be four on him. Substitutes getting ready. Blackledge getting ready to come back in for Hope. Benson makes the free throw. Smith will come back in. Joel Smith for Haynes. So both Pete and Joel Smith are in the ball game. I don't believe they're any relation. Joel Smith's out of Heritage Christian in Indiana. Peter Smith is out of Scottsdale, Arizona. So Benson, free throw is good. 66-52. Full court press by the Flying Dutchman. Wheaton with the basketball in the backcourt. Peters playing catch. Peters works his way past Denham into the front court. Edson will pick him up. On the right side to Smith. Into the corner to Schur. Tushur just backs it out. 14 on the shot clock to Peters. Peters from the corner drives into the paint.
And I think
reach in by who?
I think Brock.
Come on, keep working. Keep going.
No, it's going to be against Edson.
Okay, that's good.
And it'll be Peters at the line.
Get the shooter off. Come on now, let's go. Let's go.
So Peters takes his time and puts it off the front of the iron. He'll have the second one. Two-shot foul in this situation. And this one is short. Rebound comes to Edson, to Denham. Denham at the right wing. Back out in front to Benson. Cross-court pass to Otto. Otto drives down baseline, puts up the jump shot. No good. Rebound taken down by Peter Smith. All the way is Peters. Loose basketball gets away. And we got two guys diving on the court out here. It's Blackledge for the Flying Dutchman. And I think it was number 32 out there, Kavam, for the Thunder. And it's going to go to the Thunder by the possession arrow. Out to Peters. Top of the key, little bounce pass to Tushur, and Blackledge goes over, blocks a shot, but he's going to get the foul. At the line, Braden Tushur. How's he doing from the line? He had 10 for 10 against Chicago on Wednesday night.
5 of 6 going into this one.
And this one is good.
Before that free throw, Wheaton was only shooting 66% from the free throw line this evening, Ron.
Peters missed a couple of them early
yeah.
on. Second one is good. 68-52. Wheaton with the lead. 5 left. Blackledge over to Otto. Back out in front to Denham. Denham to Edson. Edson shot. No good. Rebound comes to Peters. On the right side. They go to Kavam. Back to Peters. Peters works against Edson. Wants to take him to the hoop. He does. Gets on the left side. And once he beats him, he had 2 steps on him by the time he got to the bucket for the easy layup. Denham on the other end. Takes it to the right wing. To Blackledge. Over to Otto. Into the corner to Edson. Edson. Benson. Benson flips it over to Blackledge. Blackledge with a spin move. Off the window and in. And a timeout again. Called by Coach Neal out there, and he's calling the timeouts because he wants to set the press after the basket, and so that's why he's taking the timeouts. Hope trails 70-54, 4:27 left in the ballgame.
Well, there's plenty of time left. If Hope College can make a couple stops, go on a nice little 6-0 run, they can cut this lead. And this, we've seen weirder things happen in other games, Ron, and it's not inconceivable that the Flying Dutchman could get back in this ball game and win it. So, and you got to give the Flying Dutchman credit. They are still playing hard. The guys that are out there are giving 110%, working hard to try to get themselves back into this ball game.
And they've gone with 2 different presses now since they started the press, just trying to confuse Wheaton as to which one they have out there and how to handle it. And Wheaton, no problem with the first press that they put on. The second one, giving him a little bit more of a problem. It's a 1-2-2 type of press, and they double-team the basketball. As soon as it's inbounded, they immediately double-team the ball.
And they're breaking the press, but they're making them work for it. So right now, with 4:27 left in the ball game, Wheaton has a 70-54 lead over Hope College here in the first game of the MIAA-CCIW Challenge.
So it'll be Wheaton with the basketball. Now Hope goes into, looks like a man-to-man press right now, as everybody has a man, and Tushar comes up to get the inbound pass. Works against Denham, and Denham makes contact as hustling up the court, putting on a little burst of speed with Tushar. And Denham picks up his first foul. So Tushar will be at that line. Fires away, puts it in. You have the second one. Quiet in here as he puts it up. Got it. 72-54. Wheaton on top. Blackledge over to Otto. Out front, Denham. Denham couldn't get the shot. Baseline, Otto underneath Benson. Benson in the middle. Nice little hook shot. Benson drops in two. 72-56. Pressure by the Flying Dutchman. Man to man. Edson has Peters. Reaches around. Knocks the ball away. Long pass back to Edson. He puts the shot up. No good. And he is hammered. You could take the choice out here, and it's going to go against Peter Smith. Could have gone against Smith or just Tyler Peters, either one. Both were there, and they're both put on the hammer. So Edson will be at the line. His shot off the back of the rim. No good. Hayes comes back in for Wheaton. Edson, second one, drops it in. 1 out of 2 for Alex. 72-57. Wheaton with a lead. 3:45 left on the clock as Peters takes his time moving into the front court. On the left wing, they get it over to Kavam. Back out in front to Smith. Smith into the hands of Tushar. To Peters, and Peters will back it off. 13 on the shot clock. 10, 9. He'll work it down, and then he'll go one-on-one. Takes Edson Left side, off the window and in. 74-53. Wheaton on top, 3:12 left. Denham outside to Blackledge. Over to Edson. Edson all the way around. Fires a wild shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Peters. Peters walks it up the court for the Thunder just across that timeline, and then he'll just kind of stand and wait a little bit as Edson moves out. And Peters takes him to the hole, puts up the jump shot, and it's in. Now Peters coming to life in his second half. Denham underneath Blackledge. Feeds it off, and Brock Benson with a slam dunk.
Gorgeous feed from Harrison Blackledge on that one.
Stivey back into the ball game for Hope College. Keith Bruchweiler into the ball game, and there was a third flying.
Cody, I believe it was number 20, Cody Campbell.
Into the ball game, so we'll see. 76-59, the Thunder on top, 2:28 left in the contest.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, tomorrow, Ron, we're going to be here at 12:40 for the Barber Ford pregame show, as we'll be spotlighting the game, the second game of the challenge for Hope College. They will be taking on
the Redmen of
Carthage College. So it'll be an interesting matchup between those two teams tomorrow. Carthage gave us a kind of a run for our money last year, but we were able to knock them off. But last year, this year, two different teams. And so it'll be interesting to see how these two teams match up.
The Thunder will have the basketball, full court pressure by the Flying Dutchman. And the end pass comes to Tuchere. Tuchere around the outside, keeps his dribble alive, works one-on-one. It is Cody Campbell that's in guarding Tuchere. Peters on the outside. Otto's got him. Otto behind, there's Peters behind the back dribble, feeds Hayes underneath. Into the corner they go. Tuchere just spins around, almost lost it, picks it up, finds it. Smith on the outside, and he drains a triple. How they make it look so easy. 79-59, Wheaton with the lead. On the outside for the Flying Dutchman is Campbell. Hard pass underneath by Benson to Sivery, and his shot misses to Bushledge. And Bushweiler tried to put it up, misses a shot, and Benson had to tip it in. So full court pressure again by the Flying Dutchman. Peters will have it, 79-61, Wheaton with the lead. Peters takes this one all the way, and somebody got an arm in, either Cody. And it is. It's going to be Cody Campbell with the foul. And Tyler Peters will be at the line. Peters with 19 points tonight. This is the first one.
He's having a rough night from the line, though.
Well, he's been averaging 20.7 for the season. So he's real close to his average so far.
He's 1-for-5 from the free throw line this evening. He's missed a couple of them really bad.
This one is good. Caleb DeMoss comes in for Wheaton, and Tyler Peters will take a chair. 1:20 left. Cody Campbell for the Flying Dutchman to Bushweiler. Cross-court pass. And Otto, and Coach Neal moved real quick there as that pass almost hit him in the head.
Pretty quick. Very nimble. He got out of the way very nicely on that.
He could put on a uniform.
Yes, he could.
In the backcourt, one-on-one, as DeMoss brings it up for the Thunder. Campbell's on him. Moves in, backs it out, just takes his time, goes to the right side. Gives it up to Kavam. Back out to Smith. Right side to Kavam. Picks up his dribble. Little weave on the outside. Smith with the three. Hits. No good. And the rebound comes to Campbell. Cody. On the right side to Stivey. Stivey back to Campbell. Left side, Otto for three. Hits the back of the iron. No good. Rebound comes to Adam. Hey, pretty good hands for the little guy over here. Adam Prince with a nice catch on the sideline. As he saved us from being hit in the head with the basketball. And they'll inbound the ball directly ahead of us. DeMoss around the outside edge. Works his way in, works his way back out. You haven't been run over by a player yet, Adam.
You don't have to have that experience. No, I don't need a player in my lap.
Wheaton just kind of keeping the ball out of the Flying Dutchman's hands until the clock runs down. 2 seconds, and they're just going to hold it now. It's all over as the Thunder take this one by a score of 80-61 over the Flying Dutchman, and the Thunder will go at 5-2, and tomorrow they will be facing Kelvin in the 3 o'clock game tomorrow afternoon.
It's time for the Crown Motors postgame show, but first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You listen to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Crown Motors postgame show, where the Flying Dutchman have fell to the hands of defeat at against Wheaton here at the Van Ord Arena this evening, 80-61. Let's take a look at team statistics first for the victorious Wheaton Thunder, who did an awesome job from the field tonight. They shot 65%, 28 of 43 from the field. They were 5 of 13 from three-point land for only 38%. They buried 19 of 27 free throws, though. They took just about twice as many free throws as the Flying Dutchman and made 70% of them. They also out-rebounded Hope College. They had 27 rebounds, 4 offensive, 23 defensive. They turned over the ball 13 times. For the Flying Dutchman, they shot 45% from the field, 23 of 51. They were 4 of 10 from beyond the arc for 40%. They were 11 for 14 from the free throw line, 78.6%. They were out-rebounded by the Thunder, 27 to 22. 6 offensive rebounds for the Flying Dutchman compared to 16 defensive. Each team had 13 turnovers. The Flying Dutchman did have a lead at one point in the game with the 14-43 mark in the game. They had a 4-point lead. Now for individual statistics for Wheaton College. Tyler Peters once again led them in scoring. He had a rough first half, had a problem getting his shot together as Grant Neal was guarding him very well, but towards the end of the game with people getting into foul trouble and other things going on, Tyler Peters was able to get towards his average. He was averaging just under 21 points a game. He had 20 points, 7 rebounds, and 8 assists. He came very close to picking up his third triple-double of the season. Other starters for the Wheaton College also chipping in very well. 4 of their 5 starters were in double digits. Brandon Tuescher had a great night, 17 points and 3 assists. He had most of his scoring, though, from the free throw line. He had 9 of 10 from the free throw line. Peter Smith had 10 points and 3 rebounds. And Nate Haynes, their starting center, had 14 points and 5 rebounds. Their only starter not to score in double digits was Joel Smith, who had 2 points and 2 rebounds. They also got some scoring from their bench. Michael Caban came in and had some nice 3-pointers. He had 8 points and 2 rebounds. And Michael Berg had 7 points and 3 rebounds. And to finish out the scoring for the Thunder was Tad Fisher, who came in and had 2 points. For the Flying Dutchman, it was an interesting evening all the way around for scoring, but not a lot of guys got on the in the scoring column. They were led in scoring by Corey McMahon, who came off the bench and gave them 14 points. Unfortunately, 10 of those happened in the first half. He had 14 points. He was 6 of 8, shooting 2 for 3 from beyond the arc. He also had 1 rebound. The post players, who during the pregame interview, Tom Davalar said that they were going to try to feed, each had 10 points. Nate Van Arendock had 10 points and 3 rebounds. Unfortunately, Van Arendock fouled out about halfway through the second half, and those were points that he got in only the first 30 minutes of the game. Brock Benson had 10 points and 1 rebound as well. And I was just making sure that Chad Carlson didn't lead the team in rebounding, because for a second there, it almost looked like he did. Alex Edson led the team in rebounding. He had 5 rebounds, but he also chipped in with 9 points. A nice effort from Alex Edson. Brett Neal, starting his first game of the season, had 5 points and 2 rebounds. Corey Stivey came off the bench and had 5 points and 1 rebound. Harrison Blackledge had a nice effort tonight, coming off the bench for the first time this season. He had 8 points and 3 assists. And that is it from the scoring column for the Flying Dutchman, as there was only 7 players out of all the guys from their bench that came in to score for the Flying Dutchman. Anything that sticks out to you in the scoring column, Ron?
No, I think Corey McMahon, it's nice to see him starting to hit some threes a little bit. And he got a couple deuces along with it for his 14 points. So it's good to get some scoring out of the inside, as well as the big guys on the inside. Vanier not convincing. We need more of that, as the outside shooters have to, you know, contribute a little bit more. I'm a little disappointed, even though both Vanier and Doc and Benson had 10 points. Between the two of them, they only had 4 rebounds.